Tuned in live this Thursday, March 2nd, 2017, on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. And a wild ride it is. It really is. It just gets stranger, more bizarre all the time. I am your host, Chris Hinckley. We are all road warriors, those who would esteem ourselves to be. And as always, feel free to dive into the chat area at roadwarriorradio.chattango.com for interesting and lively discussion. Speaking of things getting stranger all the time, there was the story a couple of days ago published over at McClatchy. Passwords may no longer be necessary when your phone, computer just recognize you. We'll talk about some strange headlines here a little bit today. So that was an interesting story. And of course, for related material, you can always go over to technocracy.news, Patrick Wood's website. And as I always say, he is the foremost authority on the good guy side of this discussion, as far as that subject matter is concerned. But this story was very, very bizarre, to say the least. And reminds one of several movies, perhaps. Many of the novels that have many of Philip K. Dick's novels that have been made into movies kind of come to mind, I suppose. When you understand how this works, you know, the way that Patrick Wood described it, you walk into the store and a display, a hologram, you know, and this technology already exists, says good morning or good afternoon or whatever. And, you know, you walk into the phone store, for example, and the hologram says, good morning, Mr. So-and-so, or Mrs. So-and-so. I see that you have, you know, such and such device, and you're due for an upgrade or whatever. Crazy stuff like that. Which, of course, reminds one of certain movies. But I digress. So, from the story, the things that make human beings unique: fingerprints, irises, facial features, have become the preferred way to sign on to banking accounts online or other sensitive websites. The preferred way. The newest solution to the problem of hackable, forgettable passwords. Hackable and forgettable passwords. But your fingerprints can be stolen, your photo replicated. Remember Minority Report? You can... your irises can be replicated too. That kind of nonsense. Speaking of, you know, this again, the novels by Philip K. Dick, and you know, this brand of nonsense. Minority Report comes to mind. Remember that scene? You know, the retinal scan. Well, you know the scene. This one?
Hello, Mr. Yakamoto. Welcome back to the gas.
Hello, Mr. Yakamoto. Welcome back to the Gap. That's Minority Report, of course. So the technology already exists to be able to do that, but obviously it would creep people out too much. I've told a story on air several times about my experience walking into the Verizon retailer in Post Falls, Idaho, a little tiny community, and seeing one of those displays, not a hologram, but a large floor-to-ceiling display that shouts at you. It's a woman who shouts at you and says, welcome. Welcome to the store. And, of course, we know that they have the technology, the capability to be able to use our names and a variety of other information that would be very uncomfortable and very unsettling. But that's too creepy, which is why it's not happening already. The technology is already there. Speaking of that, before I even really get into the body of the story, to further illustrate the point, I suppose, and really to prove that the technology is already available, there was a well, there have been several conferences, actually. Where this technology has been discussed openly and the ability to do that is not a secret. You'll recall perhaps that as HTML5 was being adopted and the web was trying to go responsive, back around 2013, there were a number of conferences, especially as HTML5 was coming on the scene. Geolocation is a native function of HTML5, and so there were a number of outlets discussing how to use locative technology for marketing. So that's just one way, for example, that smart devices are used in that capacity. But again, that's you know, not a big deal. And it's kind of old news. Speaking of that, there was one conference for a TV published. John Faith, Senior Vice President of Mobile for Whale Shark Media, talked about this back in February of 2013, and it was published on Fora TV. Here is an excerpt from that conference. Go ahead, please.
The year is 2054, and John Anderton is running from the law from a murder he did not commit yet. He's not sprinting. He's, like, striding through this mall. And up pops a Lexus ad and a Guinness ad and a Bulgari ad, and Tom Cruise gets personalized message from all of them. He has to switch out his eyeballs later in the movie, which is pretty gross. But he then goes into the Gap, and this digital display pops up in the Gap, and it says, "Hey, Mr. Yakamoto, how do you like those three cotton tank top pack that we sold you 2 years ago, or 20 days ago? Is that fitting you well?" The reality of this is that these technologies are not in 2054. The technology is here and now. We're not just talking about mobile websites and applications. We're talking about many different contexts of mobile and also gleaming insight about your consumer that we all have. In the holiday shopping period, we established 500 digital boundaries, geofences, around malls in the U.S. This was our foray into location and couponing. Excuse me. We picked what are considered super regional malls. Those are over 800 square feet, and they service a geographic area of 25 to 30 miles. This is our local mall in Austin, Barton Creek Square Mall. And what we did was, when you'd physically drive around that orange barrier, you would get a geofence notification. You'd get a ping on your phone, on your iPhone, coming to Android soon, but you'd get a notification that'd say, "Hey, we have in-store coupons available for the Barton Creek Square Mall." Now, you think about that. It's timely. It's relevant. And the push notification, you're driving value to the consumer at a point when you know that they have the right intent. They're going into in there to shop.
So there you have it. The dystopic nightmare is not, as John Faith mentioned, in 2050, the technology for this. These technologies are here and now. They're here today. Well, actually, they've been here for quite some time. As he said, it's referred to, that technology that he was talking about is referred to as geofencing, using geolocation as a proximity sensor to allow push marketing campaigns to be run. And that's just one unsettling way that technology is being used in the sense. But back to the story, the McClatchy piece, passwords may no longer be necessary when your phone, computer just recognize you. From the story by Tim Johnson, published on February 28th over at McClatchy, your smartphone now gathers more information about you than you probably realize. It's amazing how many sensors there are on a modern-day phone. You have motion sensors, like an accelerometer, a gyroscope, and a magnetometer, said John Whaley, chief executive of Unify ID, a startup that offers what it calls revolutionary authentication. Now, speaking of startups of this nature, you'll recall that the CIA's front company, Incutel, loves these kinds of technologies that spy on you more and more invasively and pervasively. And the CIA, well, Incutel, has most recently bragged that for every dollar that it spends, the venture capital market spends $11. So it's kind of a rudder in this arena, which should be even more unsettling. But I digress. Continuing from the story, then you have other sensors such as GPS, Bluetooth, and Wi-Fi. All told, an average smartphone has 10 or so sensors measuring precise details about location and user habits. We can tell what floor of a building you're on. We can tell if you're inside or outside of a building, Whaley said. Just with a few seconds of your walking data from your phone sitting in your pocket, we can actually identify you based on that. Just within a few seconds of your walking data. Think about that. Walking data. All told, smartphones can measure the angle that you cradle your devices, the pressure you put on the screen, how much of your finger touches the pad, the speed at which you type, how much you type, how you type, your physical rhythms, the times you normally stir in the morning, some 100 or more indicators that in combination can give near total accuracy to identifying you. Think about that. Your phone, all by itself, can authenticate you. Rather disturbing, I would say. And, you know, it's not just your phone. I've talked about this at length many times. I mean, some of the more unsettling examples. If I'm typing online, if I'm doing messaging on Skype or maybe on social media or even email or something like that, I don't type in directly in the email client or in the social window or Skype or whatever. I use a text editor, the same one that I use for coding. I use Sublime Text, and I type in there because I don't want my keystrokes logged. And there are a number of programs, not to get too far off track, but there are a number of open source programs. I've talked about this before, that record your keystrokes. If you put in your favorite search engine, Keylogger open source, that's there are a number of buzz terms, but that's one way to find some of these. You'll find, for example, Keylogger for Windows, which allows you to log keystrokes. There are a number of these types of programs, open source programs that you can use in applications online and things to record the keystrokes of folks. And Google and Facebook and others use these this type of technology. So that's just one example. But again, I digress. We'll talk more about this when we come back. Stick around. More right after this break.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855, the number 2, keep it today.
Let me conclude this point and move on. So, there are a number of programs that you can download for yourself and use. For example, you can find them on GitHub, which is an open source repository. Obviously, a code repository that is used to house code that is shared, open source. There are a number of examples of this type of technology, the keyloader programs or code bases. NetKeylogger is another, VitGam's NetKeylogger. You can find that on GitHub. And it says right on the description of the page, NetKeylogger is an open source program, meaning anyone can download it and use it, incorporate it into their application, that sends every key pressed in a computer to another computer via TCP/IP. It can be used to catch Windows login password if modified and used with PSEXEC or PSEXEC or serve any. Network Keylogger is free and open source. It is available to anyone to use. And as it explains in the description, it can be used to catch Windows login password. So, like I said, I don't type in really any input dialog box on the web anymore. I use a text editor. I use Sublime Text, and I type there and then cut and paste it into the dialog box. That's just my own. Not that that makes a difference per se, but I don't want my keystrokes recorded. So, and for a variety of reasons. Anyway, getting back to the story, I don't want to get too far off topic. So, again, passwords may no longer be necessary when your phone computer recognizes you. McClatchy's story published February 28th, just a couple of days ago, written by Tim Johnson. Continuing from the article, if passwords become a thing of the past, it is likely due to what computer scientists describe as machine learning. Excuse me, machine learning. More on that in a second. Remember, machine learning. There's a story I want to talk about that was deeply disturbing, published, what was it, back in January, I want to say. Talk about that next. If passwords become a thing of the past, it is likely due to what computer scientists describe as machine learning, which allows computers to find hidden insights without being explicitly programmed where to look. Oh, but it's much more disturbing than that. As well as improvements in sensors that measure our lives and actions with precision, what Whaley calls implicit authentication may change the way humans interact, not only with phones and websites, but maybe the world at large. ATMs may recognize us as we approach. Clerks or cashiers at stores may greet us by name as their computer recognizes our smartphones. What clerks or cashiers, I would say. Think about Amazon's, ghost stores? Where they have, you know, fewer than a handful of employees in a convenience store like 7-Eleven. Remember that story? Whaley, who has a master's degree in computer science from MIT and a doctorate in the field from Stanford, is catching attention. His company competed with scores of others as the most innovative startup in the field of cybersecurity at the RSA conference in San Francisco last week, which drew 43,000 attendees and won in a unanimous decision of the judges. Technology to ensure authentication of users would have repercussions in banking and finance, e-commerce, cybersecurity, transportation security, and in fraud detection sectors, with a value that reaches nearly $2 trillion. On and on the story goes. There definitely is a gap in the perceived value of biometrics and the true value, said Daniel Engelbaldson, Chief Technology Officer of Easy Solutions at Doral Floor of the company. Well, not only is there a gap in the perceived value and the true value, there is also a gap in what people are willing to accept, but we'll talk more about that when we come back. Stick around. Be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you know what's in your body soap? Well, I didn't know the answer until about 5 years ago when I looked at the label of my soap and was shocked to see all the chemicals. For my entire life, I had been assaulting the largest organ of my body, my skin. And to think my children were using it too. Well, a lot has changed since then. Today, my family and I operate Stone City Farms, where we make and sell all natural goat milk soap using fresh goat milk from goats we raise on our farm. Our mission at Stone City Farm is to produce high quality, all natural goat milk soap for people who want a fresh, unrefined natural product. At Stone City Farms, we offer scented and unscented soaps and a signature line of gift sets customizable to your needs. To see what our customers are saying, go to StoneCityFarm.com. Use the code NATURAL for a 20% discount. That's StoneCityFarm.com, code NATURAL for 20% off your order. You never know what could be hiding in your soap.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
First hour of today's broadcast, talking about the disturbing nature of technology and how it wants to spy on you even further. So continuing from the story, the need for extended authentication technology is going to be great, said Robert Capps, Vice President of Business Development at New Data Security, a Vancouver firm that uses behavioral analytics to help clients identify good users from bad ones. That's a whole story all in itself, but then a number of these little sound bites are. The downside to using biometrics such as fingerprints in computer security is not widely understood. Ah, here we go. Brace yourself for the problem, reaction, solution, the Hegelian dialectical setup. as always. You know, this was sold to us, and it was a great thing. We need to use biometrics because it's a great way to identify people, only it's not. Because now, you know, of course, we have to go to the next phase in technology, and so we have to talk down about it. Whereas before, it was talked up. Continuing, Ingvaldson noted, that's Daniel Ingvaldson, Chief Technology Officer at Easy Solutions, noted that a billion smartphones are now equipped with fingerprint sensors, and consumers clamor for banks to accept biometric proof. Really, consumers clamor for banks to accept biometric proof. That's an interesting soundbite. But fingerprints are not secure. Again, back to this. In the hack of the Federal Office of Personnel Management, OPM, in 2015, the fingerprints of 5.6 million people were stolen. Fingerprints stolen. And prints can be lifted off surfaces such as glass doors. High-resolution photos can also fool facial recognition software. Once your biometric credentials are stolen, they are stolen forever. There's no easy way to change your face. There's no easy way to change your voice. And definitely not an easy way to change your fingerprints, said Ricardo Villadiego, Easy Solutions Chief Executive. I guess not unless you're Tom Cruise in Minority Report or Mission Impossible or something like that. But again, I digress. Traditionally, the areas of authentication for users are something you know, such as a password, something you have, a cell phone or an electronic key, or something you are, a biometric indicator. As the need for passwords has proliferated, users have grown fatigued. Ah, here it comes. This is, again, the dialectical conflict model at work. Problem, reaction, solution. Here's the reaction. Users have grown fatigued. Many users choose even simpler passwords. I guess John Podesta comes to mind, doesn't he? They repeat the same password on multiple sites and make minor modifications. The advantage of what Unify ID calls implicit authentication is that a user doesn't make conscious action to verify his or her identity, the smartphone, using a databank of patterns of a given user is continuously testing against those patterns. And this could give rise to a host of anomalous behavior. You know, you have, for example, I think it was, which one was it? Is it Amazon's in-home device? Is it, I think, the Echo? That is buying things accidentally online, listening to the television, and that was when was that story published? We talked about that. Yeah, Popular Science ran the story on January 6th, how to keep your kids from ordering 4 pounds of cookies with Amazon's Alexa. This is some of the anomalous behavior. Think about it. You know, how many kids let their, or how many parents let their children play with their phones, for example? And you can imagine, you know, your child shakes your phone and suddenly they're logged into your bank account. Give rise to all kinds of goofy, anomalous behavior. But again, I digress. So continuing from the story, your devices will recognize you, your car will recognize you, John Whaley, founder of Unify ID, said. Your house will recognize you, and so security will become much more seamless. It wasn't possible just a few years ago. It's because of proliferation of sensors, the fact that they are all connected, and machine learning technology. So we're talking about the Internet of Things, the IoT. And all of the fun dystopic nightmares it will further create. Your everything will recognize you, your devices, your car, your house, the Internet of Things. And again, as John Whaley said, this is this has much to do with machine learning, artificial intelligence, if you will, that is the big talk of the day these days. And we'll get into that in the next story, that I've been kind of holding on to for a while now, waiting for the right moment. Very disturbing. It's probably the most disturbing story that I read last year. Most disturbing story of the year. But continuing with this story, just how such data are stored and who has access to it may play out differently in different parts of the world. The perception in the U.S. is that consumer data are fine in the hands of private industry, but not fine in the hands of government, Capps said. In Europe, the opposite is true. Authentication can occur either on a smartphone itself or in the cloud, and there are trade-offs. See, but we have the public-private partnership, the triple P fascist alliance now, where these third-party non-affiliates, I think as they're referred to in some cases, gathering the data and then disseminating it as necessary to government agencies, essentially, because after all, they're corporations too. Remember, corporations are people too, by definition in America. Remember, what is it, 5 USC 553, I want to say? Definitions, corporation is a corporation by definition, according to the federal government, is a person. If you listen to Ralph Winterode, for instance, on this network, you have known that for some time. So authentication can occur either on a smartphone itself or in the cloud, and there are trade-offs. If data is stored on a phone, then the phone itself recognizes a fingerprint and only sends a simple message onto institutions like banks, which cannot conduct further analysis. But if companies collect a large repository of sensitive user data, it becomes a honeypot for hackers. Much of the data is actually sensitive, Whaley said. Things about even where you are at a certain time of day. These are examples of data you may not even want your spouse to know. Aha. Kurt Somerville, chief operating officer at Unify ID, said companies compiling the vast data that can be extracted from smartphones must be totally transparent. With users about what they're collecting and what it will be used for, opting in or out for each data point. But that's not the tendency, is it, these days? It's the tendency is more toward what I call assumptive tyranny. No, you want this service, and you want these features left on. You want this functionality live all the time. Is that really necessary? You know, when you think about your phone, for example, and the capabilities that it has, the permissions that the apps require, and those are not limited to when the app is working. Pokemon Go is a good example. Lots of Go apps these days. Amazon Go Store, Google's... what the heck is it called? AlphaGo project, the Pokemon Go. Lots of going these days in the technology world. So if folks are not comfortable with us using their GPS where they physically move, they can turn that off, and all the other factors will essentially reweight themselves. Whaley said the passive biometric data would be kept on the smartphones themselves, not by the company. Sure. And again, I would add that the CIA through its front company, venture capital front company, NQTEL, has for quite some time been very interested in this kind of technology. We always want to be in a position that even if somebody hacked into our servers or we got a subpoena from a government or otherwise we're otherwise compelled to give up data, we can legitimately say there's no way for us to give that data because we don't have it. So there are a number of concerns, I would say. You know, the hacking is one, government agencies, spying and their overreach, backdoors and those kinds of things. There's also the recent story about police soon able to access your phone. Soon cops will search your phone just like your car. That was an Engadget story, December 23rd, 2016. And, you know, this has been an ongoing threat, I would call it, for quite some time. We've talked about it repeatedly. Anyway, so that's that story. And for even more disturbing corroboration of this narrative, Gil Fuster wrote an article back on January 5th of 2017, published over at medium.freecodecamp.com, that got picked up over at the Foundation for Economic Education, FEE.org. His original article was titled "The Mind-Blowing AI Announcement from Google That You Probably Missed." I think he's right. You probably missed it. The Foundation for Economic Education titled it "Google's AI Has Reinvented the Master Language." Either story you read is very disturbing and unsettling. So from the article, this is the Foundation for Economic Education installment. He made some additions, some augmentations to the story, really just a prefix and a suffix to the story, I guess, as a result of user comments. But from the story, again, Foundation for Economic Education titled it "Google's AI Has Reinvented the Master Language," and he's absolutely right. This is a story most people miss. In the closing weeks of 2016, Google published an article that quietly sailed under most people's radar, which is a shame because it may just be the most astonishing article about machine learning that I read last year, and I would agree. For me, too. So remember, keep in mind the story that I just read about machine learning and that it's being used more and more. I've mentioned this several times lately, that there are a number of open source libraries. TensorFlow is one. For instance, open source machine learning libraries. It's isn't it ironic that you hear folks like Bill Gates, Elon Musk, Stephen Hawking, many of the other tech overlords talking about how dangerous AI could be to humanity, they say, and you know, then you have folks like Dr. Michio Kaku saying that the way to prevent disasters to merge with technology. It makes me sick just to say it, just to think it. But this is what they're saying. So isn't it ironic they're talking about the magnitude of the impact of artificial intelligence and machine learning, and yet we have open source libraries In other words, anyone can download it. Anyone can use it in conjunction with something that they're writing on their Raspberry Pi or a phone app, smartphone app, or anything. You can incorporate it into anything. These machine learning libraries. And the same machine learning library technology or code base that is the basis of this story that I'm about to tell you or give you is the same technology that's available to anyone. Think about how disturbing that is. When you hear this story, I'll get to the story and the shocking reality that you won't believe when we come back. Stick around. More right after this break.
End time is not what you thought. In their new book, 122436, authors Mike and Cheryl Gilmore bring forth a startling new idea on the beginning of humankind, how life begins on Earth, and when our Creator concludes this age. In the book, 122436, three small groups of individuals, separated by thousands of miles, discover together the answers to the beginning of our universe and all the life it contains. Mike Gilmore is the author of five Levels of Power novels and the SLED Investigation series. Cheryl Gilmore is current state director in South Carolina for MUFON and brings a lifetime of experience with UFOs and related fields. As a team, their new book about life in the near future on Earth sets aside most people's religious and scientific beliefs. Available exclusively on Amazon in softback for $8.99 or the ebook price for only $2.99. Remember, Amazon softback $8.99, ebook only $2.99. 122436. Get your copy today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Constellations.
Welcome back. Final segment of the first hour of today's broadcast. Let me see if we can bang through this real fast. This is shocking stuff. Google's AI has reinvented the master language. So just real quick on this piece. In the closing weeks of 2016, now again, think about this in context of the previous article that I read. Google published an article that quietly sailed under most people's radar. It was tucked away on Google's research blog beneath the geektastic headline Zero Shot Translation with Google's Multilingual Neural Machine Translation System. Here's the deal. Up until September of last year, Google Translate used phrase-based translation. It basically did the same thing you and I do when we look up keywords and phrases in our Lonely Planet language guides. It's effective enough and blisteringly fast compared to awkwardly thumbing your way through a bunch of pages looking for the French equivalent of, please bring me all your cheese and don't stop until I fall over. But it lacks nuance. Phrase-based translation has no capacity to make educated guesses at new words. That problem has been solved. Phrase-based translation is a blunt instrument. It does the job well enough to get by, but mapping roughly equivalent words and phrases without an understanding of linguistic structures can only produce crude results. This approach is also limited by the extent of an available vocabulary. Phrase-based translation has no capacity to make educated guesses at words it doesn't recognize and can't learn from new input. All that changed in September, when Google gave their translation tool a new engine, the Google Neural Machine Translation System, GNMT. This new engine comes fully loaded with all the hot 2016 buzzwords like neural network and machine learning, and these are old buzzwords, by the way. I mean, folks like Ray Kurzweil have been writing about them for decades. The short version is that Google Translate got smart. It developed the ability to learn from the people who used it. It learned how to make educated guesses about the content, tone, and meaning of phrases based on the context of other words and phrases around them. And here's the bit that should make your brain explode. It got creative. Google Translate invented its own language to help it translate more effectively. What's more, nobody told it to. It didn't develop a language, or interlingua as Google call it, because it was coded to. It developed a new language because the software determined over time that this was the most effective way to solve the problem of translation. Stop and think about that for a moment. Let it sink in. A neural computing system designed to translate content from one human language into another developed its own internal language to make the task more efficient without being able to do so, and in a matter of weeks. Just a matter of weeks. Think about the implications for the technology all around us. That'll do it for the first hour. Stick around, second hour coming up right after the short break.
Time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.